All three of the scripture readings for this weekend speak about hope. Now, all of us have certain expectations in life related to hope. We hope for maybe a promising career. We hope for good health and no illnesses. We hope to meet the perfect person, to fall in love and marry them. We hope that we can travel throughout our life. Maybe we hope for a little adventure. But with hope, there always implies an element of uncertainty. We don't know if we will truly attain what we hope for. I'll give you some examples. A high school student, he or she works very hard in school. They get good grades with the hope of getting a scholarship to a good university, leading to a promising career. Or a young couple, they fall in love, and they hope that this is the special person that they want to spend the rest of their life with. And then they begin to discuss their personal hopes of a life together, a house, where they're going to live, how many kids they're going to have. Or a dedicated social worker, she hopes to be able to work with the poor and the destitute to make a difference in their lives, to make the world a better place. And so we all have hopes in life. So the scriptures for this weekend tell us the important element about hope. It has to be realistic. If not, it leads to disappointment and despair. I'll give you some examples. A person becomes a scientific researcher with the hope of ending all the diseases of this world. Well, that's not realistic. There are so many diseases in this world. Ebola, MRSA. Just look at cancer. There are a wide variety of cancers, from bone to brain to breast, pancreatic, colon. It'd be unrealistic to hope that you can cure all those diseases. Another example would be a person says, I'm going to be a stockbroker. In fact, I'm going to be the next Warren Buffett, be the wealthiest and the greatest stockbroker that people know. Now, Warren Buffett is probably the greatest and most successful stockbroker in our lifetime, but he is one amongst hundreds of thousands of stockbrokers that weren't successful, and so it's an unrealistic hope. Or you take a high school athlete, say a young man who plays baseball very well. His hope is to land a scholarship to go to a prominent university and then be drafted into the majors, maybe drafted by the Brewers, and then win 4 or 5 World Series to take home to Milwaukee. Friends, that's not a hope. That is a fantasy. So forget about that. That's a bad example. But hope, nonetheless, has to be realistic. If we hope too much, such that our hope is unrealistic, it just leads to disappointment and despair. Now, another thing that the scriptures teach us, it touches on the reign of God in the church. Now, the reign of God is about promoting justice and charity and peace, which is exactly what Jesus did, for all people. And yes, that's found in the church. That's the mission of our church. We hope that the church can continue to carry that out in a wide variety of ministries. But we are realistic in knowing that the church isn't perfect. The church is not some utopia society free from any problems. See, that's an unrealistic hope. Sometimes the church has had some, you could say, some bumps in the road. The Reformation, the Great Western Schism. I think Paul alludes to this in Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. He says, we hold the glory of God in earthen vessels. Well, the earthen vessels are us. The glory of God is everything that God has given us, the sacraments, doctrine, dogma. And yet, as earthen vessels, we are capable of making mistakes and lapses in judgment. And so it's important for us to recognize that it's a realistic hope that we can continue the reign of God in this world. But nonetheless, we may make some mistakes. The church has always been a leader in this world, a leader in providing education and healthcare, especially its ministry to the poor. And so it's a realistic hope that the church will continue on the reign of God to the best of its abilities. Now, with that in mind, going into the first reading, Ezekiel gives us a great message of hope. Now, what we have to understand is appreciate the background in which this first reading is set in. Ezekiel, as well as the rest of the Israelite nation, is living as slaves in Babylon, present-day Iraq, because they've been conquered by the Babylonians. So Ezekiel preaches a message of hope to a people that feel a sense of hopelessness. Notice what he says. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of cedar, from its topmost branch tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. And on that mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit, and become a majestic cedar. Well, that tiny little shoot is symbolic of Israel. Israel, if you look on the map, it's a tiny little nation compared to all the other nations that surround it. Ezekiel is telling the Israelites, one day they will be freed from Babylon. Notice too, he talks about a mountain that the shoot will be planted on. Well, that mountain is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city built on top of a mountain. Notice too, this tiny little shoot, it'll grow up to become a majestic cedar. Now, if you walk in the woods, cedar trees are the king of all trees in the forest. So, from Israel, there will come a king, a Messiah, a ruler of the world. One of the titles that we give Jesus Christ is we call him King of Kings. And that's what Ezekiel is implying. Ezekiel is telling the Israelites, from their lowly state of slavery, they will be freed. And as a nation, they will bring forth a King of Kings, a Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so it's a great message of hope for them. Now, with that in mind, turn to the second reading from Paul. Paul says, hope is founded in all God has already done. Notice too, he says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Notice those two opposing terms. We walk by faith and not by sight. If we walk by sight, we are relying upon ourselves. We see that pit and we avoid it. We see that trail and we walk down that trail. But if we walk by faith, we don't rely upon ourselves anymore. We rely upon God. If we walk by faith, we are following God's will. Now, where is this most clearly seen? In the lives of saints. The saints walked by faith. They placed their complete trust in God. And in doing so, it led them to do things they never thought possible. To care for the destitute and the poor in this world. To establish schools. To provide health care for all. To establish monasteries. They did it in places like Calcutta and Japan and Assisi and Chicago. They were people who were Mother Teresa, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Catherine Drexel, Mother Cabrini. With hope, they walked with faith. Now, that's a great message for us all. Now, let's go to the gospel. Jesus teaches us, Christian hope requires patience. And I think Ezekiel is alluding to that in the first reading. He tells the Israelites, have patience. Eventually, they will be rescued. And eventually, a Messiah will come from their nation. It just requires patience. Jesus says the same thing to us in this parable. He says, of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And the grain is ripe. He wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come. Well, hope and faith, they don't happen overnight, nor is there any completion to them. Growing hope and faith is inexhaustible. What's required? Patience. Is patience always easy for us? No. But the key is to remain with Jesus. Because during those times in which we feel impatient, Jesus becomes a source of comfort for us. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Besides restful waters he leads me. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Hope in the Lord always must be realistic, but it also requires patience. Ezekiel, Paul, and Jesus, all three of them this weekend, teach us that same lesson. Yes, the reign of God realistically should be hoped for. The reign of God, which is justice, charity, and peace, continues on in this world through us. It first began with Jesus Christ, then continued on in the apostles, and for centuries on, it continued with the saints. Well, now it continues on with us. We must continue to promote justice, charity, peace, compassion, forgiveness for all people in this world, which is exactly what Jesus did as he began the reign of God in this world. And yet, where does it all begin? With hope. A realistic hope that we as a church and God's people can continue the work of Jesus, the apostles, and the saints, now and forever. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.